Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember, 2010.
This interview comes from episode 30, Seattle Mariners.
Ed interviews Seattle native Todd Cook about his blog, his children, and road trip adventures.
A great baseball PhD. Welcome to Todd Cook in Reading, Pennsylvania. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent today. Thank you.
Now, I found your website, and you've got to tell our viewers or our listeners about your website. What does your website do?
I have a MLB blog, which is cookandsonbats.mlbblogs.com, where essentially I started out before my son was born. My son's name is Tim, thinking about all the great Mariners games I had been to and that I had no record of any of it, thinking of what the Mariners record would have been overall and all the great players I would have seen. So I started it essentially to track everything that Tim and I have done throughout his life as being a baseball fan.
So you're putting all these pictures and memories up on the blog. I mean, what you are, Todd, you're a sophisticated, manly scrapbooker using blog technology so that 30 years from now, your son, as he looks at this digital scrapbook, is going to say, "Dad, thank you. Now I understand my life because I forgot all this stuff, but I can keep looking back at it. And I remember Ichiro, even though he's been out of the major leagues for 20 years now."
You're exactly right, and I've never thought of it as a manly, sophisticated scrapbooker, but that is exactly what I do. And I actually got a new camera midway through last season, and just last weekend in New York, I actually turned the 10,000 picture mark on camera already.
10,000 so, pictures.
I document what we do.
So you document what you do. So let's say you take, last week, did you take your son to New Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, I think it was last week.
Do you get to the stadium about an hour and a half early and you're taking pictures of batting practice and all the accoutrements around the stadium? And I mean, how detailed do you get?
We always go to batting practice. We like to try to, you know, catch a ball at a game. So we go to batting practice. I like to, you know, everywhere we go, and Tim is 4.5 and has been to 23 stadiums.
That's mind-boggling.
I like us to see the entire stadium. One of the things I really like to do is take panoramic views. So I actually have a link on my site where you can go and see, I don't know how many, but I would estimate probably at least 100 panoramic views from different locations in, you know, the 23 stadiums that we've been to.
You've taken a 4.5-year-old to 23 stadiums. What are the 7 stadiums you have not been to yet?
There's actually more than that because we've been to 3 that have been closed. Shea Stadium, Old Yankee Stadium, and the Metrodome.
Okay.
So we haven't been to Target Field. Okay. We haven't been to Comerica, the 2 Floridas in Georgia.
Right.
Kansas City, St. Louis, and the 2 Texas.
Okay. Okay.
And Colorado.
So of what you guys have been to so far, the 20 out of the 30, what's your most magical stadium?
I'd say Safeco Field and Camden Yards are my 2 homes.
And you were born and raised in Seattle, so Safeco is kind of like your mothership, right? It's the deluxe car after the Kingdome.
It is. You know what? The Kingdome is really my mothership. I love that place beyond belief. But Safeco is an amazing stadium, and it's absolutely, although I live, you know, 2,800 miles from it, it's absolutely my baseball home. But Camden Yards, which I live about 2 hours from, is just outstanding. It is a place that, you know, I make sure we get down to 4 or 5 times every season.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot and make you think. Safeco, I was there a couple weeks ago. It's beautiful with a retractable dome, and they cheat a little. They can close the dome, but you can still feel the atmosphere. It's not like, okay, the mall is closed now. You can't feel what's going on. Camden Yards is an open-air stadium, you know, a retro ballpark. If you had to pick one, what's more magical for a baseball experience?
Ooh, that's difficult. I mean, for me, I'm always going to say Safeco Field.
Okay.
I think that for an objective, non-biased viewer, people would probably say Camden Yards. I mean, Camden Yards, I don't think there's much beating it.
Camden Yards is beautiful, and the only deep thought that I'll tell you is when you connect Camden Yards to the Inner Harbor, That's more exciting than Safeco connected to Pioneer Square.
Baltimore is an interesting place to me because I've been there many, many times, but I have only been to Camden Yards. I have actually done nothing in Baltimore but go to Camden Yards.
Okay.
I do understand that the Inner Harbor is a huge attraction, and
right.
I've obviously driven by it, and it looks very nice. And it's right there, really. The area of Safeco Field is, you know, sort of out of the city to the south and a little,
right.
You know, starting to get a little industrial.
Right.
And I think that, you know, the Inner Harbor is a different vibe than Pioneer Square.
Right. I agree. Now, let's talk about fatherhood. I've got 7 kids. You have 2 kids. We take these kids on baseball vacations. Does your wife love baseball or does she like baseball?
I'd say she tolerates baseball.
Tolerates. Okay.
She goes probably only to 3 or 4 games a year with us. She's a stay-at-home mom, and baseball is a great thing for us because, you know, there's maybe 6 or 7 stadiums within a couple hours
right.
of our home, so I can give her a day off, you know, to
right.
to relax by taking my son, you know, on a Saturday or a Sunday to a game, and it works out to be a great experience for me and my son, and my wife gets to, you know, get done what she needs to get done.
Sure. Now, often when I take my children on a baseball vacation, a non-baseball event will accidentally become the highlight. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it has. I'll tell you what, I'm a baseball guy, so I absolutely love the baseball aspect of every trip. A couple of things that we do. Oftentimes when we go on a trip, we camp. It doubles as a sort of a camping outing. Tim really enjoys that. And just so you know, my younger son is only a couple weeks old, hasn't got in on the baseball experience yet. He's set to have his debut on October 1st at Safeco Field. Just actually a couple weeks ago, when the Mariners were in New York, Tim and I went up there for the weekend, and we did, you know, the tourist, you know, the city as a tourist. We
right.
went to the game, but other than that, you know, we actually had a hotel right at Ground Zero to, you know, see what that whole area is about. We went through Central Park. We actually, you know, played baseball together in Central Park, which he absolutely loved. We went through Times Square at night. Thousands and thousands of people, you know,
right.
bright lights. I mean, he'd never seen anything like that. And then we went up the Empire State Building at about 11 o'clock at night. It was an amazingly full day. We left our home in Pennsylvania at, you know, 7 a.m.
Right.
And my 4-and-a-half-year-old was still up, you know, enjoying the day, you know, beyond belief at 11:30 at night.
No, New York's a magical place, and I would especially caution baseball PhD listeners to budget a couple days for New York. I mean, New Yankee Stadium is spectacular, and the city is just as spectacular.
I agree. I mean, New York is fabulous.
And if you don't want to spend any money in New York, even though that's an oxymoron, go to Central Park and just sit there and take in the beauty and spend a couple hours thinking to yourself or throwing a frisbee around with your kid. That's always been a highlight for my family. They love Central Park.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when we were pulling out of the city the next day, Tim was begging us to go back to Central Park for, you know, for a little more playing around.
Right.
You know, not just the baseball. They have wonderful rock structures they can climb all over. Play sets. He's a huge fan of play sets, which are actually making their way into baseball fields as well.
Right.
He couldn't get enough of Central Park.
We are going to put a link on our website to your website so that people can see your 10,000 photos and get an idea of what to expect when they're going into a new thing. Todd Cook, thank you for being on Baseball PhD.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a Baseball PhD production. Copyright 2010.